I'm gonna steal away, not gonna tell nobody. I'm gonna start a blaze and disappear.
I'm gonna change my name, I'm gonna change my body. You'll never even know that I was here. Fire in the night, take it all away.
Oh, man, that sounds great. We are joined in studio by Peter Hughes, the manager of the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio. You can find out more about that space by going to thelinda.org, or you can just listen to Peter. Hi.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
I think that is good advice for everyone.
Just listen to Peter. All we ask.
And Peter is going to tell you that that song was called Burn It Down. It's by Sawyer Fredericks and Cassandra Kubinski. They are going to be at the Linda together this Sunday evening. And I like the song Burn It Down because I think it kind of echoes the way many of us feel about the existential tightrope of America that we are walking on these days. Either burn it down or fight the burning it down. It'll be cathartic. It's going to be a nice pre-election day jam and weekend. And that's Sunday, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock,
7 o'clock
Eastern,
Sunday,
6 o'clock
good,
Central.
Yeah. Good time to get you.
It's going
to
be great.
Ready.
Yeah. Yep. Come see Sarah Sawyer and Cassandra. Sawyer won The Voice, of course, and Cassandra is an amazing singer-songwriter. Before we even get there, tomorrow evening is our monthly live and local music showcase, which we do in collaboration with our friends over at WEXT. It is the show where we showcase the best in local homegrown talent, and tomorrow is no exception. It's Angelina Valente, who's just an amazing singer-songwriter, wonderful on the piano, and my very good friend Ryan Leddick, who, again, has an incredible soul. He plays a really mean acoustic guitar, and Ryan he's someone you really have to see in person to believe just how good he is. They are going to be at the Linda tomorrow night. That show's at 7:30, and again, 100% of the proceeds of this event go to support the artists, and that's one of the things we do to support the local music scene. But the real fun this weekend is on Saturday afternoon, when we have the inaugural WAMC branded, supported, sponsored Maker's Mart antique sale, flea market, and general community marketplace. It is the WAM Flea, and it is on Saturday afternoon at the Linda from noon until 5. It is free open admission. There is free parking. Come find all sorts of treasures. We've got over 20 different vendors, including Cranberry Creek Antique, Blue Canary Homegrown. They sell strange, exotic, and rare plants. Sherwood Clay and Wood, Bleeding Heart Creative. They do vintage clothing.
But plant sale.
There's plants. Like, yes. Barren Rinter. I'm thinking Little House Shelf. I'm hoping it's like Little Shop of Horrors.
That's great.
And the best part about it, though, is, of course, we are selling all sorts of WAMC ephemera, treasures, memorabilia from fun drives and days past.
Vintage merch,
including, I'm going to your car and getting a collection of books from the Joe Donahue Reader's Library.
Yeah.
Those will be available for you. There is every CD this company has ever spun is being probably sold in this in this sale. There's mountains of them. Come get them. We're going to have a bag sale. Get a bag. Fill your bag up with music. And the best part is, I keep saying the best part, the new best part is that you can have a conversation and have them sold to you by WAMC personalities and staff members. So come buy sweatshirts and bobbleheads from Sarah LaDuke. Come get music curated to you directly from Wanda Fisher. These are, come get, like, I think we're selling all of Alan's old ties. So if you want to come get those, we also have those available. So this is going to be free. It's going to be a
Merry
good...
Christmas, Mike. I'm buying you a tie.
You get a tie. You get a tie. Everybody gets a tie.
It may have noodles on it, but it's all right.
It's going to be amazing. Anyway, if you wanted the full WAMC, if you want to play the WAMC home game, this is how you do it. So that's Saturday from noon to five.
Noon to five, WAM Flea.
All right. In November, the fun keeps happening. We are doing our WAMC Trivia Challenge again. That is on November 14th. Last year, it was a sold out and a blast, and that was hosted by our Any Questions team, Ian Pickus and Mike Knocknagel. This year, it is being hosted by the Fun Drive Young Super Team, Aaron Shettle Levine and Samantha Simmons.
Oh, that'll be great.
Will be your trivia hosts. They are also doing the trivia writing along with Academic Minute producer Dave Hopper. And I believe that Dina Salzman will have a special category on Dina's Animal Facts. And that's going to be great. There's going to be a cash prize plus an amazing trophy, drinks, prizes. Team signups are happening now at thelinda.org and WAMC.org. There'll be awards for best team name and, generally knowing stuff. So that's the WAC Trivia Challenge on November 14th.
Terrific.
Yes.
We have 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh. What do we have? Okay. The Crossword Show is coming back. We had that last year. It was a good time. And the Crossword Show is on what day is it? November 7th. Thursday, November 7th. Seth Rosenblum is going to be our November 8th great blues player. The Jackson Brown tribute on November 9th. And our New York folklore friends are going to be back here with Hasidic music from the Ukraine on Sunday, November 17th, on a Sunday afternoon. So nothing but fun in November at the Linda.
All good stuff. You can find out more by going to thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Peter Hughes, a great pleasure as always.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a great weekend. We will be back with more show right after this.